study of God's Word in this particular part that we say is the end of it, the E for every day, will help us as we go along to have a better home life all the way through. Maybe it'll never come to the point, if these things are practiced, maybe it'll never come to the point that there will be these fusses that escalate into battles, that work into divorces, that work into possible death as a result. Certainly, little children will be greatly influenced and very much discouraged as a result of those kind of efforts that are put forth in the family, and we want to avoid that if we possibly can. But let's start out with the acrostic, and first the T, try. The T stands for try of the home. In the book of Psalms, chapter 127, beginning verse 1, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman watcheth, but in vain. And then he goes on to tell us about earthly life. And I believe these verses apply in principle to the very thing that we have practiced in our earlier days and that we no longer practice, it seems, as a congregation of people far and wide, many, many congregations. For he said, it is useless for you, you individuals. The Lord's going to build the house. The Lord's going to keep the city. It's useless for you to get up early, early in the morning and go to work, and come in late, late at night from your work. For the Lord, it's the Lord who gives you the rest. People used to work hard during the course of the day, but they would come home early enough in the late afternoon to take a quick bath, to eat a bite of supper, hop in an automobile, and drive 25, 30, 40, 50 miles to a gospel meeting night. We all remember maybe doing that. A lot of us remember others that have done that. It encouraged the church, it encouraged the family, it encouraged the individuals to know more of God's Word and God's will. Look what he says here in this passage of Scripture. Does it not pertain to, in principle, the idea? I get up so early in the morning to go work and make, and I get down so late at night, I'm so tired I can't devote any attitude to the Lord. I can't devote to the one that really makes it possible for me to have a house that the Lord would build, a city, a place that the Lord would guard. That's maybe what's wrong with our country today. And the prayers of you and me that we need to be people who are faithful to the Lord. Let's encourage that idea that we don't waver so much. I think the emphasis of the Hebrew words there in Psalms 127 are so much that he gets up so early and works so hard to make that he's divorced himself from the real cause. Later in this particular passage of ideas of Proverbs chapter 18, verse 22, he says, whoso findeth a wife, the King James says, findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor of the Lord. Well, I beg to differ. The good thinking part, I'd rather have the translation that real possible in the Hebrew. It says, whoso findeth a wife, findeth a treasure. And she is a treasure. And she will cry the tears that Jesus cried for the sad. When he cried the tears for Jerusalem because of the sins of the city and not seeing him. When he cried to the Heavenly Father in regard to his hour of trial. And sweat drops of blood fell from his brow. When a woman is that way, she's a treasure. She is one who's going to do everything for her husband. Everything for her children. She's going to be devoted to him. She's going to be a treasure as he goes through in life. Whoso findeth a wife findeth a treasure, and he's a blessing from the Lord. Let's be people then who try. Let's date enough and court enough. We tell sometimes children there are more fish in the sea when they have a heartbreak to be done. When that heart's broken and there's a split up of the one love that I thought it would have, and it's a fourth grade or a fifth grade time, or it's a sixth grade or seventh grade time, or it's a college time, there are more fish in the sea, there's more to be done in life, there are more people out there waiting for somebody like you are. If that person doesn't see the value that you are, for the real you, doesn't see the real benefit that you are, then that individual just doesn't see enough. And so you need to go on in life. And you can find others along the way that will be of help to you in your life. Find that treasure. That treasure is worth finding. It's worth waiting for. It's worth looking for. And what a blessing it will be, not only to you as a husband or as a wife, but to your community where you live, to the children that you have, to the school that they go to the influence of the local congregation that you worship with. You will have wonderful blessings as a result of that treasure that you have found. The H should stand for helping one another. We miss the passage in Ephesians chapter 5 at verse 21 is where it really starts. He tells husband and wife, you husbands and you wives, submit yourselves to one another in the fear or reverence of the Lord. Then he goes on to talk about the husband, so to be respectful of his wife, and the wife see that she reverence her husband. And then he goes on to talk about how Jesus loved the church and gave himself for it. And then he talks about the man devoting his body to the extent that he would love his wife as Christ loved the church. No man ever yet hated his own flesh, he says, but nourishes and cherishes it as Christ did the church. As a result of that, he purifies her in all things, according to the word of the Lord. Wonderful blessings come to his bride, the church. We are part of his church, as Brother Michael was preaching so well last night. We're part of that, but we're not sinless individuals. We find ourselves often doing things that are not right and not good. What we do is we call upon the Lord in prayer. And in 1 John 1 and verse 9, he says, don't say you have no sin. Don't act that way. Some philosophy in that time told them that if you're a saved individual, you don't have sin. You don't have to think about your sin. Well, John says to beg to differ with that. And he quotes the Lord as saying, don't say you have no sin. You deceive yourself. The truth is not in you. You make God a liar. You force God to be a liar because God said you do sin and he's ready to pardon you if. 1 John 1, verse 9, if you confess your sins, he's faithful and just to forgive you and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. The idea is that we be people who are in fellowship with the Father and the Son, verses 2 and 3. These people in fellowship with the Father and the Son in 1 John 1, verses 2 and 3 are the people who have that privilege of prayer. Make prayer that lifelong ambition that day by day, several times during the day, and before we go to sleep at night, stop and thank God for the day, for the blessings of it, for the forgiveness for our wrongs, for the mistakes that we've made, for the sin we've done, for the things that we have not done that are right and good and helpful. We've not taught enough. We've not shared enough. We've not given enough of our information and understanding to others that we work with from day to day. That respect us and appreciate us. One of the great stories in the Batesville congregation is of the late Sister Velda Carter, who passed away just a few weeks ago, and the late Sister Cathy Tuttle, who passed away several years ago. We laughed about that many times, how that she was led along. Though she was led along not by Cathy, but by the word of the Lord being handed to her on a little piece of paper every day. Yes, they're good things. We can help one another. Couples sometimes find themselves not in reference to one another. They find themselves not obeying what the Lord said. Both of you are to be in reverence to one another, in the reverence of Christ, submitting to one another. As a man submits to his own body, and so he nourishes and cherishes it, so Christ also the church, so ought a man to love his wife. And as a result of that, we help one another. We sympathize when sadness is there. We sympathize when needs are there. We sympathize when making plans and budgets for the future. You know, many, many people don't know that, but there are people who will tell you the truth about this. If your outgo exceeds your income, your upkeep will be your downfall. And so it is that couples help one another in the budget, help one another in working together, and as a result, make a better and happier home. Eagerly plan for children. In Hebrews chapter 12, we all have fathers of the flesh, and we reverence them. Much more God, who is the Father of our spirit, than we may live. He talks about how the chastisements of a good father help a child to grow and develop. The child is not one who's punished and sent off, but rather one who is helped to walk in the plain way of righteousness. We all have fathers of the flesh, and we reverence them, much more God. God's the Father of our spirit. And in being the Father of our spirit, our Lord Jesus talked about how we're to live. He tells us that we ought to fast about certain situations. In Matthew 6, beginning verse 16, he says, as we fast, do not fast as do the hypocrites. They like to dishevel themselves. They like to look pitiful. They like to get the attention of everybody to know that they're kind of down and depressed and sad and miserable. They're sad, 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 you see, as little children sing their song. I don't want to be a sad, you see. I want to be not a Pharisee. I want to be a Lord's person. Well, sad, sad, sad. He said, to the contrary, Jesus said, comb your hair, wash your face, because your fasting is to be known unto God. God knows your heart. God sees you. You're putting off extra food. You're putting off this meal, thinking about spiritual things, thinking about good things. And what better thought could there be in the planning for children? So many children suddenly appear, suddenly come up. I discuss with couples getting married. If they ask me to do a particular marriage ceremony, I don't just hand off and turn them down or accept them, but I get together with them. And in the process of talking about various things that we need to plan for, such as a budget and don't let your outflow exceed your income and your upkeep meet your downfall, I can talk about that. I stopped and I said, I got a serious question to ask y'all, and I'm not meaning to pry into your personal business, but have y'all discussed yet the possibility that you'll be married 3 years and have 5 children? And I've never seen the couple yet that didn't look at one another and said, what? 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 Look back at me and say, what? What? I said, well, you do know that children come as a result of a husband and wife being together, and that you could have twins 1 year, and you could have a single child the next year, and you could have twins in the third year, and all of a sudden you've got 5 children in 3 years' time. Have you made plans for such as that? Have you ever discussed such a matter as that? No. They said, no, we haven't. And I said, please, today, let this be the first lesson on being mature enough that if you're going to enter into this relationship in life, be mature enough to realize that this is a real distinct possibility. You do have some twins in your family. I've never had a couple yet that at least one of them said, yes, I've got twins in my family. Sure I do. And sometimes both of them, and they look at one another and say, yeah, you do too. They haven't talked about it enough to know if they have both sets of twins in their families. I said, what are you going to do when children are hungry? I said, our Lord Jesus said, when a father is asked of a son, give me the bread. I'm hungry. Give me something to eat. Does that father give him a serpent, a snake? Does he hand him a stone for bread? No father is a father capable like that, Jesus said. You have to be prepared, something in the cupboard. Think about your son. Think about your daughter. Think about what's going to happen when they ask of your bread. That's what Jesus said about it. That's the thee of home. When we try, when we help one another, when we eagerly plan for children, oh, good things are going to come about, and wonderful things will be blessed.